the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment, but I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Lord, I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath done bountiful things with me. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? Amen. Be with you. And let us pray. O God, the strength of all them that put their trust in thee, mercifully accept our prayers. And because through the weakness of our mortal nature we can do no good thing without you, grant us the help of your grace, that in keeping with your commandments we may please you both in will and deed. And we pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Our confessional reading, continuing with the Lord's Prayer, and let's recite it together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, and lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The fourth petition, give us this day our daily bread. What does this mean? God gives daily bread indeed without our prayer, also in the wicked. We pray in this petition that he would lead us to know it and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. And what is meant by daily bread? Everything that belongs to the support and wants of the body, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, field, cattle, money, goods, pious spouse, pious children, pious and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, discipline, honor, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like, so far. This morning's Old Testament, which is the basis for my sermon, is recorded in Genesis chapter 18, verses 20 to 33. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which has come unto me, and if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces thence and went forward to Sodom, and Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure, there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after the manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that with the righteous should be also with the wicked. That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake. And Abraham answered and said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for the lack of 5? And he said, if I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it. And then he spake unto him yet again and said, peradventure there shall be found 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it if there is for 40 for their sake. And then he said unto him, oh, let not the Lord be angry. I will speak peradventure that there be 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if there is found 30. And then he said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, and peradventure there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake.
And then he said, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way, and soon as he had left communing with Abraham, Abraham returned unto his place. So far the Old Testament lesson. This morning's epistle, 1 John chapter 4, verses 16 to 21. And we have known and believed the love that God hath for us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loveth God loveth also his brother. So far the epistle. For the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 16 verses 19 to 31. And there was a certain man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which laid at his gate full of sores. And desiring to be fed with the crumbs which had fallen from the rich man's table, moreover the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died, and he was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off, Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger into water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a gulf that is fixed, so that they which would pass from thence to you cannot, and neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. And then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house. I have five brothers, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. And Abraham said unto him, They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if one went to them from the dead, well, they will repent. And he said unto him again, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. So far the Holy Gospel. Our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon hymn 428. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme for this morning is the mercy of Christ, and it's based upon our Old Testament reading of Genesis chapter 18, and I would like to read verses 20 and 21 once again. Behold, the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very serious, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which has come unto me. And if not, I will know. So far. Please be seated. If you know the entire story of Sodom and Gomorrah, you will realize that this morning's Old Testament reading does not tell the whole story. Eventually, Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed. They were destroyed because of their sin. However, there is a message for us as far as that goes. The message for us is that God is involved with our world. He is concerned how we live. And through his word, he speaks to us. He speaks to our world. But his speech is in judgment. because we have not had any type of intercession with Jesus Christ. God also speaks to us in his mercy. The mercy is not charity. The mercy is a gift of God. The mercy is what our Old Testament reading drives home to us this very morning. The people of Sodom had rejected God. Not only his message, but they rejected God himself. They had no time for God. There was no room for God. And among the noise and the confusion of our daily life today, God is involved and concerned about what goes on in the lives of our Sodom America. And be assured, God will involve himself, whether we like it or not. He involved himself with Adam and Eve, with Cain and Abel, the flood. He involved himself with the Tower of Babel, with Sodom and Gomorrah. You see, God didn't simply wind up this world and then merely let it go to be run by itself. He created it and will be involved either with the mercy or with the judgment. We as individuals, as a nation, cannot look to God in the middle of our sins and expect mercy and favor from the Almighty. It doesn't work that way. We're told, be not deceived, God is not mocked. In other words, listen up, America. When we as a nation declare ourselves free from God by the laws that we pass, God does not wink at the willingness to sin when our laws actually legalize sin. Holy Scripture, God's word, declares it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. You can be sure that God will react, and he will speak, and he will act. However, before God spoke to Sodom, Abraham intervened, if you will. And to me, the amazing thing is not that Abraham interceded. That was amazing. But what was even more amazing is that God was willing to listen to Abraham. This is pure mercy. And Abraham knew it. Even though Abraham spoke with God many, many times before, he now pleaded with God. He said, "Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and let me speak." He knew that he was in the presence of a holy, almighty God. Abraham's plea was to save the righteous in Sodom. For the sake of 10 righteous, God would spare that city. But what a jolt it must have been when he couldn't even find 10 righteous people in the entire city of Sodom. Well, the same thing is true for us in our world today. For our world, God is willing to spare us for the sake of one. And because our world can't even find one righteous person, God, in his mercy, sent that one righteous person, and that was Jesus Christ. He sent his only begotten Son from heaven down to this world so that our world could have that one righteous person to save us from our sins and to avoid eternal damnation. God sent his one and only Son from his throne in heaven down to our world so that our world could have that one righteous person who could save us. God sent him to be hated. God sent him to be killed, but to love and to forgive those who hated and killed him. He sent him to die and use his death to give us the greatest mercy ever known, and that is the mercy of divine love, the mercy of salvation, the mercy of forgiveness, the mercy of eternal life. Yes, Abraham reduced God's count down to 10. But Christ reduced it down to 1 and then offered that 1 himself for us on that cross. Jesus Christ suffered under the curse and the wrath that was meant for us. But that curse and wrath and judgment through faith in Christ will never reach us. As Christians, we are redeemed. As Christians, we are forgiven. We do not stand under the wrath of God. This is indeed mercy, that Jesus Christ offered his life for us. This is indeed mercy, that in Christ we have been declared righteous, we have been declared forgiven. And this is mercy, that Jesus Christ offered up his righteousness and made it ours. But so many people don't care. Today, through word and sacrament, he comes once again to save. And when you think about it, things have not really changed. There are still more who reject him than not. This is most certainly true. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning, and let it extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Take no.
take a moment for that prayer. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna, and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen. Amen. We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. We continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity and substance of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord God, Savior of the world, have your heart full of thy glory, O Savior.
art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as ye drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
True body, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. Eat, the true body, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take, this is the true body. This is the true blood, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of our sins. Take, drink. This is the true blood, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of our sins. Take, drink.
Now may this body of butter, the Lord bless you, keep you, your baptism grace. May the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. The Lord bless you, keep you, your baptism grace. May the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. The Lord bless you, keep you, your baptism grace. May the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. The Lord bless you, keep you, your baptism grace. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now may this body of blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
of Christ, that was shed for our sin on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen this room and keep you the one true faith and the life of the Lord. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of the mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless with the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his face upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.